So, what's our grammar point today?
今日は asking the location.
Asking the location, because you're definitely going to get lost. It's true. I mean, it happens. As a matter of fact, Lori got lost, right?
はい。
What was she looking for?
She was looking for 留学センター。
That's right, the study abroad office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did she ask?
留学センターはどこですか?
All right, where is the study abroad office? Let's break it down.
留学センター。
Study abroad office.
は。
Topic marking particle.
どこ?
Where.
です。
The copula.
か。
The question marking particle.
留学センターはどこですか?
Where's the study abroad office?Alright, so this completes our knowledge of the Kosoado words that we started studying in lesson 2. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the Kosoado words are words that describe location, like things that are here, close to me, there, close to the listener or whoever I'm speaking to, or things that are over there, close to nobody. And now we're finally able to ask where, which is
どこ.
And here's an intonation point, always stressing, practice the pronunciation and the intonation when you learn these words.For koko, soko, and asoko, you'll notice that the pronunciation, there's a pattern. Please say them, Naomi-sensei.
Ko, ko, koko.
Here.
So, ko, soko.
There.
Asoko, asoko.
Over there.
Doko.
Where. Now you see, the words that just describe locations, here, there, and over there, they start low and go high in intonation.But only the question, where, starts high and goes low. Keep that in mind when you're asking a question.
どこ?
If I wanted to ask, where is such and such, or where is blah, 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 if you ask, blah, 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 wa doko desu ka, some people might not get it. Because the intonation is not in the form of a question. So you could really mess that up and you won't have your question answered, so be careful. Okay, so let's practice this new word that we learned, doko. So Naomi-sensei, where's the bathroom?
Do you want me to say it in Japanese? Okay.トイレはどこですか?
Where's the bathroom?
トイレ is bathroom.
Alright, that's fine, Naomi-sensei, but sometimes it's you're in the dark, right? You need to find out what the lights are, or else you're going to stay in the dark.
Ah, light in Japanese is 電気.
電気. It also means electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also means just the regular lights that you flip on and off. So, Naomi-sensei, where are the lights?
電気はどこですか?
Where are the lights?But, you know, before we turn the lights on, we need to get into the room.
So
but, you know, I don't have the key. Do you know where it is? Where's the key?
鍵 is key.
鍵?
鍵はどこですか?
Where's the key? That's all fine, Naomi-sensei, but actually, I don't even live here. I've never even been here.
Oh.
You know? So how should I know where your key is?
Mm.
I have no idea.
わかりません。I don't know. I don't understand. わかりません。
Ah, you don't know.If somebody asks you something something wa doko desu ka? And you have no idea, you can just reply with
Wakarimasen. Wakarimasen is a negative form of wakarimasu, to understand, to know.
So, Naomi-sensei, ofuro wa doko desu ka?
Huh? Ofuro? You mean bathroom? Bathtub?
Yeah, the bathtub.
You wanna take a shower?
Hey, do you know how hot it is today? You know how much I sweat on the way here?
Sumimasen. Wakarimasen.
I need to ask somebody else for this information.Alright, but in real life situations, Naomi-sensei, you wouldn't just walk up to somebody and say, something something wa doko desu ka, right?
Oh, right.
That's right. It's, you know, too sudden. You're just in somebody's face. You would have to say, excuse me.
Sumimasen.
You would say, excuse me, where is the bathroom?
Sumimasen. Toire wa doko desu ka?
Asoko desu. Right over there. Sumimasen.
Hai?
Ofuro wa doko desu ka? I need to take a shower.
すみません。わかりません。
All right, so Naomi-sensei, let's practice a little bit.
はい。
All right, so we have a bunch of JapanesePod101.com listeners, right?
はい。
And, you know, they know the rest of the crew here, like Peter, our head honcho, right? And they come to Japan, they find out where our office is, they come, they want to see Peter, they walk in and they say,
こんにちは。
Hello! And then they introduce themselves.
リスナーのエリックです。
I'm Eric. I'm a listener.And then you ask where Peter is.
Peter-san wa doko desu ka?
But unbeknownst to the listener, Eric.
Peter wa studio desu.
Peter is in the studio, recording the next podcast. And then listener Eric gets disappointed.
Arigatou gozaimashita.
Bows a little bit.
Ja, mata.
Walks out and cries.